Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God is written in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark, verse 15. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. That is the text. There are times when I think that liturgiologists who compile lectionaries deliberately conspire against me. This year in our chapel services, we will be following the daily lectionary of LBW, year two. Today is the Tuesday following the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. So you check out the lesson. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 14. The story of Joab and the supposed widow of Tekoa who was going to pull something off on the king. It ends with the king finding out that it was a charade and the woman saying, "The wisdom of my Lord is as the wisdom of the angel of God." Now, try that for today. It might flatter both students and faculty alike, but it just seems to me by sometime tomorrow we would find out it wasn't so applicable after all. First New Testament lesson, Acts 21, the story of St. Paul and Agabus, binding him with the girdle and saying that as this man is bound with this girdle, so he will be bound and delivered over to the Jews. After the consternation of the congregation, St. Paul asserts, "I am willing not only to be bound, but to be imprisoned and even to die for the name of the Lord Jesus." Now, wouldn't that be a fitting one for us today? We're really worried about getting through Hebrew 1. Talking about imprisonment and dying, that's a little far-fetched. After all, in the honest secrecy of your own heart, you've already carved out parts of American geography that you're seemingly unfitting for your vicarage and your call. So you turn to the gospel for the day. Mark 10 talks about marriage and divorce and adultery. Maybe a fitting subject, but probably not for today. And then it talks about the blessing of the children, a pericope we associate with baptism. So what does the preacher do? Well, normally he would scuttle the pericopic system and pick a free text. Probably muttering, "What does the chaplain know about picking texts anyway?" 2 Corinthians 4 is always appropriate for a seminary. You can keep mining that forever. But the more you think about it, the more there is a verse here that sticks in your ear, and I hope in your craw, and in your innards, because it is a word which really speaks to us as a seminary community on the first day of classes of this academic year. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Like a child? No, no. What you ought to be telling these people this morning is that they ought to be mature, that they need to grow up in Jesus Christ, that they need to be men fully equipped to give a witness with power and strength before a world. That after all, we do not lay hands suddenly on a man. We do not call a new convert to be a pastor. We do not entrust the office of the ministry to someone who is not strong enough to take it. That's what they need to hear today. Be mature men for Jesus Christ. The text says, like a child. child. Note that it says childlike and not childish. We've had enough of that in the history of the church, and unfortunately exemplified often by its clergy. The childishness that wants to lay down the terms for service in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The childishness that says, I will only be willing to serve if I have to make limited sacrifices of economic gain, intellectual stimulation, and geographic location. I am willing only if the Holy Spirit is wise enough to send me to a few choice places. I will carve out the little niche where I will be content to serve. And if I don't get what I want, I will throw a temper tantrum to show you how grown up I am. That kind of childishness is all too present in the church today, and unfortunately among its clergy. Not childish, it says childlike. Like a child. One of the phenomena of the seminary community, particularly evident at the time of fall quarter registration, is the presence of children, the so-called vicarage baby boom. Now, it just seems to me, with the presence of so many children and babies in our community, and many of them in your own families and homes, we should not have difficulty understanding what this text means. Like a child. Well, what is a child like? A child is helpless. A child is totally dependent. A child needs the love and care and nurture of parents and others for survival itself. But there's another aspect of a child which is also very apparent, and that is that a child has confidence and absolute trust in the love and care of the parent. When daddy throws the child in the air, the child is confident he will catch him coming down. When daddy takes him by the hand, he knows where he leads him is for his own good. It's that confident, childlike trust, humility, and dependency that Jesus is pulling out for our examination. We are to be childlike, dependent, and trusting confidently in that which our God supplies. For whoever would receive the kingdom must receive it like a child. And what is the kingdom of God? Is it something that we bring in and establish by our obedient living according to the word? Is it something that happens when there is peace and prosperity in the land? Does the kingdom happen when warfare is ended and poverty is eradicated and land distribution is accomplished? Is that what the kingdom of God is? Not in the New Testament. For kingdom of God means the royal rule of God in his abundant and free grace. That's the kingdom, that God did not spare his son, but delivered him up for us all. That in Jesus Christ, God reconciled helpless world to himself. That in Jesus Christ, he forgives sin and establishes his new rule of grace and love in the hearts of men. That in Jesus Christ he calls us to be his own and to live as his own. And that kingdom you cannot earn, you cannot merit, You cannot buy and you cannot bargain for it. You can only receive it like a child. God, in His grace, gives it freely. He gives it in the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. He gives it in His word of gospel in power and life. He gives it in the trusting absolution of our forgiveness. He gives it in the body and blood of Christ for faith and life. And we receive. The next time you wonder about Luther's pure passive, look at a child. That's what it means. To be on the receiving end in pure passivity, taking that which God freely for Jesus' sake grants. Like a child, receive daily and richly the forgiveness of sin, the word of comfort and encouragement or admonition from the brother, the power and life of the word, the frequent reception of the body and blood of Christ. Receive like a child, because that's the only way we know how to live, is to receive. And that is also the only way we know how to give. In order to give like a man, you must receive like a child. And we are called to be men of Jesus Christ. But we begin each day like a child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.